case, Trump has, as you know, suspended all student visas.
Yes.
This is going to be one of these things I think the general public will misunderstand because it sounds kind of radical. Wow, we're going to start social media checks of what these people are saying. And, you know, the left is obviously spinning that. If you disagree with Trump, you can't come to the country. Well, when we disagreed with Biden, we were put on enemies lists.
Yeah.
We found that out this week from Tulsi Gabbard. We were literally had threat tags attached to us. But I guess most Americans probably don't know that. Unless they take in our media, they would have no idea that the Biden and spied on us, debanked us, censored us. I mean, it was bad, right? Yeah. But that's all cool. It's all good. What we need that for democracy to function, right? But if Trump wants to check social media posts of people who might be terror recruiters before they get their visas, that's a problem, apparently. Makes perfect sense. But if you're spying on Americans, i.e. Trump supporters, that's good. Threat tags, debanking. Yeah.
It just seems a little out of kilter, doesn't it, Tara?
Yeah, no, it really does. The irony is really incredible. But still, if you haven't been paying close attention, I don't know how close attention Americans have been paying to this. People maybe don't understand, you know, what Trump is doing here when he's trying to bring these schools to heel. Because the people they've been bringing in are really, really radical. They are open about the fact that they want to cause the fall of Western civilization. They want to go to war with America. They hate America. America is the next target after Palestine. And they're very dangerous. But there's this. There's two dangerous things going on here, and I wrote this on X, and you know, did a fair amount of response to it. There's two really dangerous things going on here, and Americans maybe don't realize. Number one is this merger of the Democrat Party in Iran and Hamas in the streets. Again, the Iran is the world's foremost most state sponsor of terror, and Hamas has been a designated terror group since the 1990s, and yet. This is one of the most incredible audio clips I have in my vault. Just mind-blowing of Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby, just casually admitting, oh yeah, Iran's funding a lot of these Democrat, violent Democrat anti-Semitic marches, as if that's the most normal thing in the world.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not.
Who are the other funders? We found out from Politico, Biden's donors. So you're watching the merger. These are violent protests. The people leading this who are on foreign visas hate America. They're very open about it. They hate Jews. Very open about that, too. Have attacked them and sometimes, in some cases, beaten them to unconsciousness in these protests. And we're supposed to go, ah, yeah, free speech. That's cool.
Just the irony of these foreign citizens of another country wanting to come to this country to get an education so they can then protest this country and then claim First Amendment rights to criticize it.
Yeah.
It's just like, you can't make this stuff up.
Trump is also trying to prevent our universities from becoming sanctuaries and recruitment centers for actual terror groups. And that is where we were absolutely headed. And I can't play this enough times. This is the same Zoom meeting. All of these campus protest groups are connected. And they come under the pro-Palestine banner. If you're not really paying attention, the left can spin you and say, oh, well, you know, if you don't support Israel, Trump doesn't want you here. No. Again, I can't play it enough times. I want you to hear it. This is an official with the Sammy Down group. They're on campuses all over the country. Muhammad Khalib. And he's saying what their goal is.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
Here on a student visa. Great guy. Can't wait for him to go. This is Students for Justice. This is like one of the main groups on campus, which was started by somebody on it. One of the guys that Trump's trying to deport right now on a student visa. And he's talking about, well, we're going to free Mumia, which is, you know, he's a cop killer. Great guy, right? And then here's his goal.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism and the system of extraction that it relies on to perpetuate itself. And we will do it by organizing in a manner that actively undermines and destabilizes the legitimacy and the, you know, power of the state and the power and legitimacy of capitalism.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Just sounds a little bit subversive, doesn't it, Tara?
Yeah. You can see why the left loves these people. You know who's nailed this? This is Breitbart this morning. They did an interview with Representative Nancy Mace. She said the left is cultivating a culture of violence. And I think that's why the left is attracted to these people. They are looking for violence-ready foot soldiers who come out of terror groups, affiliation with terror groups, or areas where violence is very normal, political violence. And they're trying to merge with them. I don't think she's wrong. She's the far left is cultivating a culture of violence. And she was talking about why she thinks that Representative LaMonica Ivor should be expelled from Congress, which, of course, she has filed a piece of legislation to do, just expel her from Congress for getting violent with the ICE agents and trying to bash her way into that facility. She's been charged, Representative McIver has, with assaulting law enforcement outside of a U.S. Immigration Customs facility. And she's saying, look, this is all part of this bigger thing, this culture of violence that the left is building. And I think Trump rightly sees it, and I'm glad he's on top of it. And that is, I mean, you're talking about freezing all student visas. And by the way, Lee, that came because you have institutions like Harvard who are refusing to turn their list over. And we need to run them against terror watch lists. I guarantee you we're going to find terrorists all over the place on these campuses.
I thought an interesting point I heard Trump making in another interview where he was talking about, especially with Harvard, 30% of their student body is made up of these, you know, foreign students. And he said this is keeping American students who want to go to Harvard from getting in there.
Yeah.
And he said, we're paying for this.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Make a financial and a discriminatory argument about this whole policy.
And this is a major money maker for them because a lot of these students will pay the full ride. And the sort of secondary thing here, nobody's going to say this. This is going to cause some schools to shut down if this was to go on long term. Because just lack of dough, lack of money. And that I'm okay with that. I think we have too many colleges. I think we have just way too many of them. And I think they are increasingly ridiculous. And I think they need to learn to fear the loss of money.
Well, the cost of it should indicate from a capitalistic standpoint that, yes, you have, you know, there should be competition. And that's what the part of the problem is, that this is keeping the competition from going on.
You know, and this morning on Fox News, they actually had a Harvard professor from the other side on, and he's arguing, oh, no, we do, you know, cutting edge research, and China's going to get ahead of us if you take the money away. Okay, well, then stop bringing terrorist sympathizers to campus and you won't have a problem. Well, research can go on. We can't be like, well, we have to let Hamas terrorize Jewish students so we can make scientific progress.
Yeah,
it's the dumbest thing ever.
We allow some of that scientific process to escape the country.
I know.
I mean, we're basically educating the world with our own technology and our own tax dollars and allowing other countries and entities, foreign entities, to profit from it and then sell it back to us.
And then they go right back home.
Exactly.
Afterward. This is why we've had to add remedial math at Harvard. Because we're bringing in people so we can learn from them, but they didn't learn math. They learned, terrorism 101, how to agitate for Hamas. Which is full of crap. I mean, I am so sick and tired of these marches. The numbers that you are hearing, and some of you are falling for this, understand when you hear numbers of dead in Gaza, know where that comes from. That comes from Hamas. Hamas is the elect. They're a terror group, have been since the 90s designated. They're also the elected government of Gaza. So understand when you are shooting these numbers out, as these students are, 35,000 dead. Says who? Nobody ever says. Hamas? The terror group, the guys on the hang gliders, those guys. Well, has that number been verified? No, it has not. Is it true? No, it's not. The Israeli military risked their lives going into Gaza and evacuating everyone before they did the bombing. So to pretend these people are just sitting there in their homes and bombs are raining down on their head, I mean, I'm sick and tired of that lie. It drives me crazy.
Hamas could end this today.
Yes.
Disarm. And the offer's already on the table, apparently, from the Israelis. Disarm, surrender your weapons, become only a political group, and we'll allow you to exist. And the offensive, the defensive actions that the Israelis are taking against Hamas will stop. I mean, that's it. you know, the aid will flow. You know, Trump's already talked about it and has got, you know, some of the Arab countries to commit to rebuilding Gaza. All of this will happen. And Hamas is the only thing in the way right now. It's not Israel. It's not Trump. It's not even Iran. It's Hamas right now.
Right. And by the way, none of this would be going on if they hadn't done October 7th.
Exactly.
We wouldn't even be talking about Hamas.
Exactly.
Most people couldn't even tell you who were the leaders of Gaza or where Gaza was on these campuses.
Yeah.
This all started because they led that violent attack for no reason. And that's what's so just absolutely mind-blowing about all of this. By the way, Bill Maher making fun of liberals supporting Hamas, rightly pointing out there was a guy about a month ago who made the mistake of protesting Hamas. They dumped his dead body hours after his protest on his parents' front lawn. That's how it goes if you protest Hamas. Great people.
That's what's so ironic about liberals being so supportive of Hamas is because you're liberals. All the protesters who are protesting in Gaza against Hamas, they've all been killed.
Yeah, they're dead.
Do I have to say anything more than just if it was just that issue, how women are treated? Are you kidding me?
A lot of grief out there, a lot of teeth gnashing. A month ago, it was supposed to all be over. In fact, they telegraphed their plan right across Drudge, which they always do. You want to know what the talking points are each day for the deep state? You should go there and you'll know. April was supposed to be the worst month since the Great Depression for the stock market. They were well on track tanking the market. Didn't work out, though. Hate that for them. Where are we now? 6 weeks later. Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen Reports tweets, "Holy crap, it happened. For the first time in our polling history, a majority says the country is on the right track. Don't F it up, Republicans." That, by the way, that history is over 20 years. Let me get it straight. "For the first time in our polling history, a majority says the country is right on track." Wow, okay. So a month after what was supposed to be, what was scheduled to be after the engineered, very fake sell-off, which it turned out was all institutions and not individual investors in the stock market designed to scare the tar out of you. "For the first time in polling history, at Rasmussen, a majority says the country is on the right track." Oh, wow. Put that up there with the consumer confidence numbers. A lot more grief this morning. Yeah, for those who hate Trump and want America to fail so they can prosper. Everybody else is doing fine. Highest consumer confidence number in 4 dang years. Things are going badly for the shiny shoes elites of Wall Street, aren't they? And for Democrats. They're very angry. Scott Pelley is very angry. I was going to resist this, but then I couldn't. What a liar. You know what the irony is of what Scott Pelley said at Wake Forest? I feel bad for those people who had to listen to him whine through their commencement speech. He says First Amendment is coming to an end, he says. Have you noticed when the left says that? He's a former 60 Minutes journalist. I put journalist in air quotes. He's actually a propagandist. But anyway, Scott Pelley, like the other leftists who say the First Amendment's coming to an end, never gives you details on how that's happening. Have you noticed that? Like, he never says coming to an end because why? Like, tell me what Trump's doing. They never do. They just sort of smear out there. Listen to this 34 seconds by Scott Pelley lying to these poor graduates of Wake Forest who worked so hard only to have to listen to him whine. And it is a perfect description of the censorship and political persecution that MAGA, that populace, that people like me lived through for the last 4 years at the hands of the evil FBI. It censors, and the Biden regime censors. They have never lived through anything like this. They don't know what censorship is. We didn't do it to them, but we have. What he says here perfectly describes what was done to us by Elvis Chan, the FBI, and through the belly button of Twitter and Facebook.
"This moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is
under attack. How?
And insidious fear is reaching through our schools, our businesses, our homes, and into our private thoughts. The fear to speak in America."
That's exactly what we lived through. I couldn't put it any better myself. That's why I wanted to play it for you. We just found out that because of the things we were saying, when we, you know, we were being censored and debanked, they classified the program to hide their law breaking. Tulsi Gabbard just declassified it. They were putting threat tags on us to monitor us as domestic terrorists for disagreeing with Joe Biden on masks, the laptop, and his border policies. We lived that. That fear is what I've been talking about for 4 years. He has no idea what that's like. We've never done that to them.
We are still telling students, and it remains to be true, that if you glorify terrorists, if
sorry,
you push
I accidentally
Hamas
hit the button. I got worked up. Okay. All right. Now, I want you to hear what he's actually upset about, okay? This is Scott Pelley, Liar, formerly with 60 Minutes. This line, man, what a cell phone. He says that in this horrible new environment of fear, the public is being subjected to gross false narratives. What is he really complaining about here? To the left, you know how Hitler used the phrase slavery is freedom? They had it over the, you know, the gate as the Jews were coming into the camps. This is like that. It's always the opposite, right? To the left, if we're not censored, they're not free. If we're not censored, they don't have free speech. If they actually have to fight and compete in the marketplace of ideas, that is grotesque. It's the word he used.
Power can rewrite history with grotesque, false narratives. They can make criminals heroes and heroes criminals.
Ah, grotesque, false narratives, Scott Pelley. See, that's what you're really mad about, because he had the power before. Because we were censored, so he could lie. So his grotesque false narratives could, well, I'll play one for you. Here he is with the criminal Andrew McCabe, who was actually referred for felony level prosecution for his service as acting director of the FBI. Here's Scott Pelley and Andrew McCabe assuring you with no evidence, falsely, that Trump is in fact a Russian agent.
Was Mr. Trump acting on behalf of the Russian government?
That I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia.
Are you saying that the president is in league with the Russians?
I'm saying that the FBI had reason to investigate that.
All a lie, 100%. We know that from the Mueller investigation. Flat out lie. Never could find a single dang connection between Trump and Putin, Trump and Russia.
Power can rewrite history with grotesque, false narratives. They can make criminals heroes and heroes criminals.
Want to hear some more grotesque Scott Pelley narratives?
It's absolutely astonishing. Imagine the Deputy Attorney General talking about how to remove the President of the United States. One of the investigations that McCabe started is a counterintelligence investigation. In other words, is the President of the United States an agent of Russia? If you put this in a movie, you would not believe it.
Yeah, because it's fake. You made it up, Scott. What was that again that you are now subjected to grotesque false narratives?
Power can rewrite history.
I see.
With grotesque
false
narratives. They can make criminals heroes and heroes criminals.
By the way, Andrew McCabe was referred for felony level prosecution by the inspector general. The Biden administration ignored it. Oh my gosh, this is so predictable. So I see the headline, highly infectious, new COVID strain that led to massive spike in hospitalizations has spread to the U.S., including New York City. I saw the headline. I didn't mean to get to this, actually. And that's all I saw. And I thought, I bet it came from China. I bet it did. I mean, think about how many countries there are in the world, right? How many wet markets. What are the odds these things keep coming from China? I mean, it's not even believable. If I was going to release a COVID strain, me personally, I would take it to Peru or Bolivia, just to be a little different, just to make it believable. I mean, when they all come out of China, it sort of gets stupid after a while, especially when you know that in the Wuhan lab where we transferred the deadly gain-of-function technology, which should have resulted in treason charges, but hasn't, unfortunately. But inside the Wuhan lab, we know from Senator Rand Paul, but also from former CIA director and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, there is a virtual of library of COVID strains with various kill rates on up to over 50%. And let me show you this new highly infectious new COVID strain from China that led to massive spike in hospitalizations has now spread to the US. Oh, when did that start? Well, when it always does. Do you know what triggers viruses in the modern era? Science? No, trade deals. Trade deals trigger viruses. 81 severe cases in the past 4 weeks, including 30 deaths. The vast majority of the cases in adults 65 and up, says who? Hong Kong authorities. Hong Kong is, of course, very much under government-wise under the control of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. They want us to know in mainland China, the portion of patients going to the ER with COVID is more than doubled. Do you feel like you've seen this movie before? Do you feel like they should maybe get a new shtick? This is so obvious. Folks, let me translate. I'll tell you what's going on here. The only people who don't see what's going on here are people who are consumers of left-wing media. China always releases a new strain when Trump hits them with any kind of trade compromising policy. Yeah, so they released this right after, around the time that Trump hit him with the tariffs when he came into office. That's what this is. Very obvious. In fact, it's so obvious, it's stupid. But people fall for this. Top three articles in the country right now, hysteria, because at just the time that China has released this to scuttle the trade deal, and they did that last time, at just that time, RFK has taken away their sacrament, their alpha, their omega, the COVID shot. They're very upset about it. Very, very, very angry. Now, the thing is that RFK didn't actually take away their COVID shot. If you are a child or you want your child vaccinated, you're a pregnant woman, and you want to play Russian roulette, you can still take the COVID shot. You could take it. Wouldn't advise it, given the studies out there. Oh my gosh, 82% miscarriage rate, go for it. Your life. But then you wouldn't know that if you listen to mainstream media. You want to take it anyway? You can. Nobody's stopping you. You can ask your doctor for it. It's just your insurance might not cover it because it's not recommended anymore. Why is it not recommended? Oh, that's the part they don't want to talk about. Well, did RFK ban it? No, he didn't. He simply said to the shot makers, we're going to need real clinical trials with gold standard science. Bring me that. And they've got to show that it, one, works, and two, is safe, and we'll authorize it. So Moderna, I mean, it's 2025. Surely they have this information, right? Oh, what did they do in reaction to that? Oh, they withdrew their application rather than present such data. Okay, cool. All right. Well, anytime they want to come forward with that data and show us it's safe and effective, what I mean, he says he'll re-up it. Wouldn't count on it, though. It's not coming back. They can't. They can't provide that data. They'll get sued. And they know it. And the truth is coming out. Aaron Rodgers lit up the internet on Joe Rogan. Talking about this, this is from the COVID hearing that Senator Ron Johnson had. Everybody's under oath here at the hearing. I'm going to play that in a minute. But first, I want to play the clip that is making its way around the internet.
I mean, it's like, what? You can't, you're not even supposed to eat sushi while you're breastfeeding. You know?
Yeah.
Experimental vaccine, air quote vaccine, experimental medication is gene
editing. They changed the definition.
Yeah. But there was no studies on whether or not women were getting damaged.
Studies got released.
Right. Yeah. And now there's some study that it's destroying their eggs.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
See if you can find that. I bet you can't.
That, cancers.
Yeah. See if you can find the eggs thing.
Turbo cancers.
I know I saved the egg thing. I can definitely find that.
People dropping, kids dropping.
Yeah. It's all very dark, dude. It really is.
Oh, yeah. It really is. Here's OBGYN, medical doctor, James Thorpe, testifying under oath before Congress last week. This is what Joe Rogan's talking about.
On February 8th, 2025, our team of researchers published a peer-reviewed study in Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law. we identified 37 adverse pregnancy outcomes significantly associated with COVID-19 vaccine, including miscarriage, stillbirth, birth defects, cervical insufficiency, premature ruptured membranes, preterm birth, and death of the newborn. Lynn and colleagues in a major journal publication documented that the COVID-19 vaccine traverses the placenta, enters the fetal blood, and bioactively produces spike protein in the placenta and the lining of the uterus. Recently, animal studies revealed the mRNA COVID vaccine causes the destruction of 60% of the ovarian reserve in rats. This catastrophic public health failure was financed with taxpayer dollars and channeled through federal...
60% of the ovarian reserve. Well, that's bad. That's a woman's egg. She has to have enough for life. 60% gone. It's going to be interesting to see what that means for girls who are vaccinated. I really honestly don't want to find out. By the way, he said that under oath. So we're clear. Before Congress. Did you see that in the mainstream media? No. All you see is absolute hysteria because their sacrament has been taken away, they say, which just means your insurance might not pay for it. You can get it if you really want it. You can get it if you really want it. So anyway, that went viral, and that is why RFK has, quote unquote, taken the shot away. They're very upset about it. I don't know why. Here's Kennedy's statement online, and he is flanked by the head of the FDA and the head of the CDC, both of whom are medical doctors, as he announces this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., your HHS secretary, and I'm here today with NIH director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and FDA commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry. I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule. Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data.
None.
To support the repeat booster strategy in children.
That ends today. It's common sense and it's good science.
There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children.
We're now one step closer to realizing President Trump's promise to make America healthy again.
Yeah, but they have them whipped in a frenzy in liberal media. They've taken away your shot. Good. Didn't need it. The other reason you don't need it is in healthy people under the age of 60, COVID is no more deadly than a severe flu season, which we have 1 to 2 times a decade. So you don't need this shot. But if Moderna and Pfizer and all the other shot makers want to present the same clinical data every other shot maker has always had to present on the efficacy and the safety, they're welcome to do so. And RFK says they'll re-up it, but they want to see the data. I wouldn't hold my breath waiting. California, folks, I'm still reeling from this. Now that the Democrats are doing it, they fully intend to make American citizenship absolutely meaningless. And to simply replace you right in front of your face. They're not hiding it. That's the part that I'm surprised about, is they're just not hiding it. California just legalized illegals overseeing their elections. Democrats just passed AB 930 to allow illegal immigrants to count ballots in their elections. The bill allows illegal immigrants to serve on recount boards and allow ballots to arrive a full 7 days after the election. Yeah, because it takes days to figure out how many ballots you need to manufacture. You know, so you got to get the numbers and drop the boxes off in the middle of the night. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, that will require illegal immigrants counting the ballots received 7 days after the election. This is amazing. So in Arizona, Stephen Miller's group, America's First Legal, is forcing the Democrat officials there to take the 50,000 illegal immigrants off the off the rolls. California's like, shoot, we'll let them count ballots. We'll let them serve on recount boards. What is going on here? They are nullifying U.S. citizenship. They object to it. They object to the idea that Americans are American. They want anybody who supports them from anywhere in the world to be able to come here and vote and oversee voting and be part of voting and break the law in so many different ways that your head spins and you begin to lose track. They're not hiding it. You know what kills me? Politico has done so many pieces on why don't people like us? We're Democrats. And then they publish this piece saying what we need to do is we need a shadow cabinet. So in other words, a dedicated response person for each person, right? So it'll be like Kristi Noem is the head of Department of Homeland Security. So we benight somebody to respond every time she responds. Their choice for the shadow cabinet and the idea being, hey, if you elect us, you could get this as your real cabinet. That's the point. Fetterman's wife, as head of the Department of Homeland Security, she's an illegal immigrant. What does that tell you? Elect us again, and we'll have illegal immigrants actually rule you this time instead of just outvote you illegally or try to or count the votes. Folks, you look at the way they would have us live. It's crazy. You know what blows my mind? It's not that they think it. I've known that for years. It's not that they want to do it. I've known that for years, too. It's that they're not hiding it. It's that after this election, they didn't learn the one lesson, which is this. You got to hide who you are. You're never going to get elected. Not without mass cheating. Texter writes, Tara, I'm afraid Trump will be our last Republican resident. Everything good he has accomplished will be undone. We don't know that. We don't know that. Look, Trump beating Hillary was a miracle. This is one thing I've learned in politics. You know what always happens? Like 4 years from now, it's always what you least expect. It's always what you don't expect. It's always what you don't believe will happen. Always. It's never what you think will happen. That's what I know. I think it's all still unwritten. And I think for the first time, we're headed in the right direction. And folks, if that Rasmussen polling number doesn't tell you that we're somewhere special, first time in 20 years of Rasmussen polling, a majority of Americans says we're headed in the right direction. That's something special. That is, that's different. And in case you're like, well, it's Rasmussen, that's a leans right polling firm. They have a really great track record. Well, then look at the consumer confidence number, highest in 4 years. 6 weeks after what was supposed to be the planned demolition of the stock market. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Texter writes, what? With a lot of T's? Yeah, I know. That was my reaction to seeing that. I did a double take. And Texter writes, why can we not federally stop California? Maybe we can. I don't know. We need to sue them. Texter writes, Tara, executive orders will go away unless Congress, Mick, codifies it. Yeah, I know. The biggest problem we have is people like Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott who, you know, vote against codifying the Doge cuts. And that's the biggest problem that we have. We have these George Bush sleeper cells. They're leftover recruits from Karl Rove, and they're there to undermine the system. And that's the problem. Texter writes, Tara, Alexa won't play your show. Yeah, we're having some problems on X today, too. I don't know what's up with that. I apologize. It seems to be going out okay from our end. So please forgive me. We will look into it. Texter writes, Tara, if you are not a citizen and in the U.S., you are illegal. Therefore, every action you take is illegal. If an illegal counts votes, the count is illegal. Yes, thank you. That is obvious to normal people. Not to Democrats, though. All right. Mike Gallagher is up next. Be sure to listen to and download the Battleground America podcast wherever you get your podcast.